up, everybody? It's your host, James Abrams. My boy Chad in here. What's good, Chad?
Bro Hammer.
It was happening, man. So again, guys, nobody is bringing you a better podcast with a cheaper budget than us, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, if you peep us with the headphones on, it's because we're trying to make sure that the sound quality is good, that we sound better. Because we know a lot of people are starting to listen to our podcast on like Apple and Spotify. So we want to make sure that the podcast sounds dope. So that's why we got the headphones on.
Any new growth?
In my beard?
Yeah, bro. Where else?
You don't see it? You don't see it?
Are are you familiar with seeing is believing?
Hey, bro. I don't
believe.
I don't believe. My beard is growing.
Let me tell you something.
I'm growing.
2 weeks ago, you said my beard looked ridiculous because I cut into it. Look at it now.
It still looks ridiculous.
It's growing back already.
No, it's not.
I have new growth.
You even have new growth, but still a little messed up right here. On the
you're
side.
You're messed up here.
It's a little messed up there on the side, bro.
You're a little messed up between your earlobes.
Check yourself or you wreck yourself, bro.
Hey, you better check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Oh, my God. Anyways, yo, this is episode 35, it man. Is. You know, so we kind of like to do this thing we talk about real quick.
Yeah.
Who wore the best? Who wore number 35? Some people might say it's your boy Kevin Durant, the Slim Reaper, whatever.
Durantula.
They might say Ricky Henderson. Okay, you got me there.
That's my guy, bro. Why would you downplay the guy I picked?
I'm not downplaying him. But
you downplayed the guy I was going to pick.
And I go to my pick. His name is Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas is probably the only dude that kind of made baseball cool. You know what I'm saying? At that time. It was between him and Ken Griffey.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, don't forget Griffey.
Kind of put swagger on baseball. Big Hurt. Frank Big Hurt Thomas came through knocking balls out the park. Frank Thomas was out here winning MVPs as a designated hitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that man was the man, bro. So I got to give Frank Thomas his props. He played first base for a while, too, but eventually became a designated hitter. So, and he's a thick boy. So, I got to represent for Frank Thomas, man.
And he's like a spokesperson for Extend or something. Not Viagra, but something like that. He'll be like, ladies. No, he said, and guys, she'll like it too. And it's like, oh, Frank Thomas, come on,
hey,
man.
Whatever. Hey, they paying. We playing. Didn't he have a shoe deal too with like Reebok or something?
Yeah, I think so. You don't really see a lot of like mainstream shoe deals with baseball players. Yeah. But he had one. Griffey did too.
Griffey, yeah.
If we would have started doing this sooner, I would have probably picked Griffey for a 24. But are you done with the Big Hurt?
I'm done with the Big Hurt.
So obviously you kind of burst my bubble. Ricky Henderson, guys. For those of you that don't know, Ricky Henderson is. Those are ugly. Oh my goodness, those are ugly.
They were sweet back then, though. The Big Hurt.
You're right. I had.
These ones were sweet. Yeah.
I had those.
Yeah, the preseason.
Or I think I had those.
Yeah, I think him and Emmitt Smith shared shoes.
Ricky Henderson, I mean, no one could touch him. That's why he had as many stolen bases as he had. He racked up an MVP, won the World Series twice, 10-time All-Star, a Gold Glove winner. For those of you that don't know, that means that balls don't go by you. You do your job better than anyone else at your position.
Golden Glover. Some of you guys are golden glovers.
You're ridiculous. A three-time Silver Slugger Award. Top of his class in middle school. No, I'm kidding. He might have been. I don't know. But if he stole really well, he probably cheated on tests really well, too. Do you think it translates? Like, if you're really good at stealing bases, do you think that translates to other areas of life, too?
No.
Or you're not maybe even like tempted with the idea.
Nothing like that. It's more about athleticism, speed, agility. It's about trying to make a play for your team.
Is there, but I know any other sport, is stealing
yes.
a positive?
Yes.
Name it.
Basketball.
Oh, you're right.
Football.
Okay.
Soccer.
Clearly, I didn't think this through. Hey, you didn't even hesitate.
Do you want some of this coffee with MCT oil in it? Help you out, bro. It's brave. You guys
didn't even take a moment to breathe.
I was like,
yeah, what? Yeah, every sport.
Every sport, bro. I still think it's a good thing.
Well,
good job.
What about interception?
Good job, bro.
You know, I've had better lines.
Yeah. So, Chad, you been getting in this week, man?
You know what? I kind of took a step back with running. It's been wearing on my knees, on my legs. I slowed my frequency. I've slowed down. I like these. Those Griffies. We'll have to throw those up, too. Okay. I love those Griffies. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lanta, bro.
Come on, man.
Okay. 280. Yeah, I took a step back slightly. I changed my running shoe. I did complete, you know, and I've said it before, I completed my goal in January, but I just took a step back because I want to not kill myself, but I also want to keep pushing myself too. So I'm still running. I'm at like 50-something for the month.
How is the running affecting your weight?
Well, let me tell you one thing. I'm definitely losing muscle. I can see the biggest difference in my quads. My quads don't look the way that they used to.
Like, far as
muscle, they're a lot. They're slimmer.
Not slimmer.
No, I do see more definition in my leg, but yeah, my quads are slimmer. I haven't done any weight training. Yeah, I haven't done any weight training, and I could definitely, like, my chest is the little bit I had, because I know. I can just see it on your face. You want to say something? we can't all be a B cup James.
Yeah. Well, you know, I work hard at this.
Yeah, I'm not having any neck pain because I haven't really been
straining yourself.
Yeah.
That's good, bro.
So,
I'm still training for the bodybuilding comp. Still getting ready, as you guys can tell, maybe not tell. I've lost some weight, you know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling good, but it's a slow process. It's a lot of hard work, but I'm having fun with it.
I like how you threw that in there. You guys can probably tell. So you basically just patted yourself on the back.
I think everybody deserves a pat on the back. I think you deserve a pat on your back for running 120 miles.
Thanks.
I think that's a big accomplishment.
Thanks.
And I think that once I step on stage and I crush it, I'm going to deserve a bigger pat on the back. But right now,
Why do you need a bigger pat on the back?
I deserve a pat on the back just for going through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm out here pushing myself to the next level while holding down a house, wife, kids. You know what I'm saying? All type of crazy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Stuff I can't talk about.
So you want me to pat you on the back right now?
No, I'm good. Just wait. Wait till after I win.
I'm probably not going to want to do it then anyways.
You probably definitely want to do it then.
Yeah, so, man, it's been a good week. The weather's changing slightly, which means I'll be back out there soon on the bike.
On the bikes.
We'll be back out there riding with Smoking Cyclists, so that's exciting. The weather is definitely strange here in Cleveland.
It's strange all across the world, bro. Have you not seen Texas?
It is. Yeah, that's a weird situation.
Man, it got snowed in, pipes busting, no electricity, all type of issues going on out there in Texas. So, man, it's just crazy everywhere right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So, but at least we have the infrastructure, we have the vehicles, we have the clothing to deal with the snow and the harsh weather. So, I mean, everywhere is good except for East Cleveland and potholes out there.
But oh, bro.
Everything else is good.
Me and East Cleveland.
You hit a pothole in East Cleveland, man, your whole car rattle. Everything rattles.
You, depending on the size vehicle you have, you hit a hole in East Cleveland and you live there. That's where you live.
They start taking taxes from you.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you live now.
Right there off top. But, yeah, bro, speaking of training, I want to talk about something really quick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about creatine?
So you're asking a guy who really doesn't take anything.
So currently, but creatine is really in every pre-workout, guys. So this I want to talk about this because some of you guys are taking it, and you might not be getting the results you want because of this stuff that's in it. And I just want to just hop on and just hop about that. Okay. So do you take any pre-workout?
When I'm working outside of running, yes, I do. It's typically C4.
All right, and C4 typically has creatine monohydrate. All right, so what creatine is, man, it's a natural compound. Your body makes it. You know what I'm saying? You have it. But what creatine also does is it helps you tap into your ATP a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So your ATP is like the metrics of power that you can push out, you know what I'm saying, in your body, right? So it can help you become stronger, help you build bigger muscles. It's a lot of pros to it, man. You can get bigger, you can get stronger, you can become a little bit more explosive from it, and it helps with recovery as well. Mm. So creatine has a lot of pros. But the thing about it, man, the issue why I personally can't take it, especially when I'm only when I'm trying to bulk, but not when I'm cutting, because I bloat from creatine. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just bloat, and I'm one of those people that once I take creatine, I just start to swell up. Like, I will get to 260, damn it, 270.
What are you at right now?
I'm at the low 40s. And when I was taking creatine, okay, I was in the 50s.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
what's your goal for the show?
215.
Oh my lord. So two, you mean I'll weigh more than you.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sure, not
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, but a lot of time people used to say about creatine was bad for your kidneys and stuff like that. That's kind of been dispelled, like that. You know what I'm saying? There's been scientists to prove that that's not true.
Yeah.
It's actually okay for you, but the only issue is that it's just make you bloat. And if you, especially for my female trainers and athletes, if you're trying to train and compete, man, you have to be very careful of that bloating. So just watch it. You have to always drink a ton of water. There are athletes who've caught really bad cramps from it. That's another thing too.
Does it dehydrate your body? Yep. Okay.
It can dehydrate you. It's sucking so much water into your muscles that it kind of like dehydrates at the same time. So you have to be careful with that creatine, yo. So I just wanted to talk about that,
sure,
because I know a lot of people are taking pre-workouts. They're doing all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Training like me, you know, as I trained, I had to discover that through my process. I started taking pre-workout without creatine, and I saw the difference.
What do you think has been the biggest like component that's contributed to supplements such as creatine becoming more of a thing for athletes to take? You know, I'm guessing, I don't know how many years ago it was when it wasn't even thought of. It just, you lifted, you worked out, you drank water, you tried to eat good.
You know what, though,
at what point did supplements?
Supplements been around, man. I would say since like the 70s. So, you know, because you think about like,
which isn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that long ago.
Arnold and all those guys, I think there's been a lot of research and stuff. A lot of guys were taking supplements back then. Some guys were taking all type of supplements.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuff that they weren't supposed to take.
But now they have, you know, the legal versions of stuff that you can take that's healthier for you. And stuff, and I guess back then too, guys were taking steroids and stuff. And I'm not gonna like say I promote it or condone it. I don't, one or the other, do what you gotta do. But I just feel like there wasn't enough research. You know what I'm saying? Steroids, stuff like that, HGH and stuff like that was new. So people didn't understand how it would affect your testosterone levels, how it would affect your heart. Now you can take that stuff and then like, and they have ways to kind of like help you cycle on, cycle off, stuff like that.
Yeah. Sorry guys, this is one of our fans in the studio.
Yeah, it's like super loud.
Yeah, I don't think that's it though.
Yeah.
Because I hear something.
I don't know
either. It's the voices in our head in this segment. It's a new segment called
Voice in Your Head.
Voice in Your Head.
Yeah, nah. But no, bro, I just really want to, I guess, bring awareness to it, because I know a lot of people take pre-workout, man. A lot of people are on that shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? C4, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure it fits your body and fits your goals, whatever you're trying to do. But like you said, yeah, back in the 70s, they was on it. Right now, at one point in time, it was like deer antler spray. It was all type. People come up with all type of shit to kind of like give them that extra edge.
Deer antler spray.
Yeah, deer antler spray. That's
so they were taking like the, okay, so it wasn't necessarily proven, or was it so?
They say that they would take the antlers from deer, ground it up, and then have you take it.
As a spray.
Yeah, you would spray it on like the parts that your body that you want to enhance.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing? What's the craziest thing you've heard an athlete do to get an edge?
Allegedly, a lot of athletes do doping with goat blood.
A higher testosterone in it?
Higher testosterone, higher goat. Oxygen level, so that they are able to get more oxygen to their muscles.
Does it have to do anything with like them being in the altitudes?
Yep, exactly. Because goats are in higher mountain altitudes, so people take goat blood and put it in there. You're a smart man.
Can I say I feel like I just made up and then some for the comment earlier?
No, that was good. That's really real talk. That's why they do it.
That's how you do context clues. That segment was called, what are you going to do with these context clues? But then I forgot to start the timer, so I'm back at even.
You didn't start the timer this time?
I did.
Good job, bro.
Hey, and also, okay, I got to address one thing. We talk about hair. We talk about lately about facial hair, mostly because of you, ironically. How do you feel about cutting your own hair?
I actually, the time I was in Saudi Arabia and I had to cut my own hair because no one knew how to cut black people hair out there. So,
racist.
Yeah, I know they were racist.
No. Calling you racist.
No, I'm racist because they don't know how to cut my hair.
I don't think you went to every barber.
I went to three different barbers and they jacked my hair up. One time I looked like Billy Blanks. With the Billy Blanks high top fade,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no.
Your Billy Blanks high top fade from, remember that movie he was in with like Damon Wayans and those guys? He was playing football. I think it was called The Bad Guys or something like that.
Good Guys. I'm going to find it.
Bad Boys or something like that. But shit, one time was that. One time a dude had my lineup so crooked and pushed my joint so far back that you know how you got the straight part, then you got the round part? It was all just straight.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So it looked like you had on headphones.
Yeah. It was
terrible. That's bad.
It was terrible.
That's bad, bro.
After a couple of different experiences, I just cut my hair bald and just let it grow. And then I just bought me some clippers out there. And I had a couple kind of bad experience with that. I bought some clippers, but it didn't work with the plugs out there. And so I put it in, and it shorted. Yeah, the Last Boy Scout, that's the name of it.
Okay,
Last Boy Scout. So I put it in there, and it shorted, and so it fried my clippers. So then I had to buy clippers that didn't plug into a socket. And then I was able to finally start cutting my hair. And I think I did a pretty good job. It was a pretty good experience. So I would say it's pretty fun. Yeah. Something cool to do. When I have a son, I think I'll want to cut his hair.
Sure.
At first. Just kind of like to bond us together.
I think part of it is the art side of you. Not quite like you, but I do have an artistic side. And I do.
Your artistic side.
See, I knew you were going to offend somebody. You couldn't avoid.
I don't offend anyone, bro. They know that I just talk trash, bro. Like, it's part of my stick.
Who's they?
All 100 of our listeners. Hey, I was watching the Pat McAfee show, by the way, and he stands up a lot. I was like, man, I'm going to kind of start standing up on Chaz, punk ass.
Okay. whatever makes you feel better about yourself. Whatever makes you feel more manly about yourself.
So what you were saying about
your I don't know, bro. Life? You're such a wacko. Oh, yeah. So part of, I think part of my artistic side with an R, is that I enjoy cutting my own hair because I enjoy the process of a before and after or making a significant change to it. I'm saying this because I almost, and I've made many mistakes before, but I almost cut my beard off the other day.
Why would you do that?
Because I get these moments where I get antsy, I get fidgety, and I want to do something drastic, something different. And then I usually regret it shortly after. Not every time, but I do. And it grows back so fast. I play this logic game in my head. But I didn't, obviously. So I'm trying to go for it. Someone asked me the other day how long I'm going for with my hair. You know who's... I like Steven Adams' look.
Yeah.
I like, NBA player Steven Adams. Yeah. I think I'm going to...
With the ponytail?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for...
That's cool.
Go for that.
You know what?
I don't. But apparently a lot of people do.
I think I want to just just have a respectable beard. But I definitely regret every time I cut my facial hair off.
Every time you say beard or facial hair, I'm burp.
But I'm saying every time I cut it off, I think I'm upset. I regret
you. Of course you do, because you look silly.
I look like a snapping turtle. And I hate it. And I hate it, bro. And I hate it.
If you put that hat on, you really would look like a snapping turtle. I feel like I've seen a picture of a turtle with a hat on like that. We're going to find
it. It's called a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
There you go. No, they didn't wear hats. They didn't wear hats.
They might have worn a hat one time.
Okay. I mean, like, maybe when they were offset.
Yeah.
But they weren't on air.
Can you imagine just chilling?
Bringing in pizza. Like, I don't want pizza again. I told you I want sushi.
Sushi. Damn. I'm tired of acting like a ninja.
I can't.
Now I'm going to stay in this.
I can't deal with these rats and these turtles and these infested sewers. Probably real bougie.
Yeah, real bougie. Right. Get me out of here.
And they walk around with silk robes.
Oh,
and
my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, my that'd God. Hey, could you imagine, though, if animated series had behind the scenes?
That'd be dope.
Like Batman takes his mask off when he's Bruce Wayne and he's like, oh my God. It's this.
Bro,
the cave is so dark.
Speaking of Batman, bro, before we get into our commercial break,
yeah,
remember? Do you remember that picture I sent you of the dude who had that worst Black Panther costume ever?
From the fighter and the kids?
Yeah. Bro, he took a Batman mask, put like some white glasses on. Bro, it was the worst.
It was hilarious. They said he had
Doc Martin boots on.
Yeah, he was playing with a sword.
No, a stick. He was on top of a roof with a stick, bro.
At a birthday party. That was hilarious.
That's the worst, man. Black Panther. Listen, guys.
From a distance,
show my boy Chadwick Boseman some respect, bro. Do not be out here with a damn Doc Martin leotard on, bro. Talking about something. You a damn Black Panther. It's not right, man. Show my man some respect, bro.
Yeah, man.
He said he was mad. He was sitting down with the costume on. The kids came to him. That ain't Black Panther. He like, y'all still on that? Let's go.
Hey James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes
that's true. So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. Bro, I'm very excited about something, man. I know we talked about creatine, but let me talk about this great supplement that's been saving my life, saving my marriage, saving my baby. You know what I'm saying? Saving my baby. All right? It's called melatonin, okay? Mm. I've been giving Marley...
Straight from the heavens.
Baby melatonin, bruh. And she's loving it. You know what I'm saying? She don't know what's going on. She thinks she's getting gummy bears at night. I'm like, yeah, gummy bears, yeah.
Oh, you got the gummy... I didn't even know melatonin came in a gummy bears.
It come in a little gummy little form thing, and she's eating it up, bro. I'm so excited. Let me tell you something, man. Marley hates sleep. She hates it. Like she does
why do
anything.
Kids hate
she,
sleep, bro.
Bro, I've never seen a baby fight sleep like this. Marley will start jumping up and down. She'll lay on the floor, kick around, do all type of crazy stuff, bro, just to avoid sleep, bro. I hate it. So we was like, okay, I got you. Straight melatonin to the head.
I wonder what age you start transitioning from avoiding sleep
to doing
everything in your power to get there.
I don't know, man. But my other stepkids, all they do is sleep. That's all they do. I barely see them. I'll be like, I gotta go knock on the door and check in, make sure they still living.
I'm gonna have to take. I'm gonna have to get rid of this. You just can't help but look at yourself.
I say still live there, so it's hilarious, man. But nah, man, I love my baby melatonin. I think it's good. I don't know. I even started taking some myself. I got me the adult kind. And I just pop me some.
Helps, bro.
I give her one. I take two, and boom, we out.
You
like a light.
You probably take yours.
Like a light. Like a light. Slip through the flight.
You probably take yours about 8:30.
Yep. Yep.
By 9 o'clock, it's.
You know, 9 o'clock.
That train, that midnight train to Georgia is just about rolling in.
I get up at 3:45 in the morning, though, bro. So I need a little bit of love for that, though. People are talking about how early I go to bed, but don't understand how early I get up.
I think you're confusing understand with care.
But I'm just saying, though, like, if you're going to talk about how early I go to bed, like, realize that it's a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a reason. Anyways, bro, so that's something that's major. Also, man, I started a little bit of controversy today on my Facebook.
Yeah,
intentionally.
Yeah, you sure you did.
Because I'm right, and you guys don't know anything about football, so you disagree with me. Some of you guys. So this is a trade I propose that I feel would work best for both teams. And you gotta understand, guys, a good trade means that both teams benefit from the trade. Not one team is like duping the other or something like that. That's a good trade. So I feel that the Browns should trade OBJ and Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson.
Okay. I have reasons to believe that would be a good idea, and I have reasons to believe that would not be a good idea.
Why would you think that would not be a good idea?
Okay, so Deshaun Watson, while he's put up career numbers, he's proven to be a winner. He hasn't proven to be injury free.
He's had some injuries.
Right, which is understandable. However, I do feel that as though making a switch with a guy who I think the city is embracing in Baker Mayfield, I think that he's improving. I think that they found a lane for him with Kevin Stefanski. I do feel that they have a good core around him. I think that if you don't allow that to really grow and you risk it on bringing a quarterback who, yes, has been successful, what's the off chance that you bring in Watson and Watson doesn't match up the way he was in Houston? And now you're left looking crazy. And on top of that, what message are you sending to the fan base and to the team? Where's the...
That we wanted to go from good to great.
But you potentially wouldn't. And I believe that, you know, the Browns, anybody who's been alive for 20 years or has heard anything about football, one thing the Browns have not had since they came back in 99...
Is a quarterback,
but even more so, any type of stability. There's always coaching changes, player changes, ownership, manager. Like, how do you expect to be successful with some kind of longevity if you don't have anything consistent? And I think with Baker, you could have that. I just like what they got going right now.
I think Baker is good. I also think he kind of got lucky this year playing against the NFC East. And because of that, I think he kind of got a chance to shine a little bit because he didn't always perform in the big games. So we will see in a year when I'm right and you guys don't trade him and Deshaun Watson somewhere balling. But anyways, so
let me just say this. It's not taking anything away from Watson. If Watson does so go somewhere and he continues to flourish, that's not saying that the Browns made a mistake. That means that Deshaun Watson is just who we think he is.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson's a top four quarterback. I think Baker Mayfield's a top
10,
12, top 12 to 15 quarterback.
Okay.
I think he's a top 12 to 15 quarterback. And I think that's a big difference. I think that means, to me, that's the difference between 3 or 4 games a year.
Okay, now, do you really think Houston would do that, though? Do you think they would give up
their... What they're asking for right now is kind of, like, ridiculous. They're asking for two firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 defensive players.
in exchange for Deshaun Watson.
In exchange for Deshaun Watson. I think that's a little heavy, little high price. So I wouldn't mess with that. But like if we can go OBJ, and the reason why I'm throwing in OBJ is because OBJ is getting traded. I think he's going to be getting traded, period. So, like, why not throw him in there? Throw in the mix. He is a valuable. He's a commodity. He does have a presence. I think him and Baker Mayfield can go to Houston and be good and actually help their city turn around, kind of give them a little bit of star power, because that's one thing that they're going to lose once they trade Deshaun Watson. And they've already got rid of J.J. Watt. They've got rid of so many other, like, big marquee players. Yeah. I think that a trade that brings OBJ in, brings Baker Mayfield in, these guys who basically are like little celebrities, you know what I'm saying, could really help their city and boost morale if they get rid of Deshaun Watson, you know what I'm saying? So I think, like I said, a good trade is something that's fair or equal value. So that's why I say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, and to your point, I think Beckham's time is run out here. I mean, it's not taking anything away from him, but I just don't think we need him.
The problem is that Baker Mayfield's QBR like shot up once he got hurt. He actually got better once he was off the field, and they've shown that not just recently, but that's happened before too. Yeah. Like, because I think when he's on the field, they try to force him the ball or whatever, and that causes a lot of issues. Kind of like with Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant back when the Cowboys had, when Dak was starting to come up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't have that type of, your wide receiver can't dominate your quarterback. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So,
like for me, it's like when I get a brand new pair of white shoes, I might wear them when the weather's bad because I want to wear them that bad, and then I mess them up.
And you mess them up, you regret it.
I force it.
All right. Now let's get into this real shit, okay? Now, you did explain that pick. It's time to explain that pick, bro. So first and foremost, what the hell do you have on this picture? And who's this person that you're running with?
That's my bro. That's my blood bro.
Your blood brother.
That's my older brother, Jeremy.
Okay.
Soon to be first time daddy.
Wow. So why does he already have on dad sneakers? Like, what are those?
He's just getting ready for that time in his life. You know what it is? It's he didn't run in a while. First of all, my brother has run a marathon. He's competed in a triathlon several years ago.
In those shoes?
Maybe. Quite possibly.
I mean, because the wear and
those
tear.
Those might be a jack of all trade shoes, do it all kind of shoe.
True that.
So that was his first time running in a long time, and he came out. So I give him much kudos.
What I don't understand is the reinforcement of the tank top. Why does your tank top need that much reinforcement?
Because I think you mean like the ring around.
The rings around.
So I think those shirts are designed to be like you could wear it out, like out about with some khaki shorts and maybe some boat shoes.
Oh yeah. No.
You know, he was, you know,
I think what's happening here too, something I noticed, and I will show you in your other trend. I think these shorts right here are length appropriate. They're mine. Nice shorts.
Are you referring to mine?
Yes.
Yes.
You're showing off your quads.
Yeah.
His shorts.
He's got on hooping shorts.
He definitely has on.
He's got on hooping shorts.
Ninth grade hooping shorts. Those are the same shorts you wore underneath your jeans when you went to go play basketball.
No question. Yeah.
Wasn't prepared for this running event at all.
He wasn't. You know how it is. Sometimes if you haven't done something in a while, you don't have the gear for that necessarily. Yeah, I think we've all been there before.
He definitely didn't have the gear.
He wasn't geared up.
Yeah. I think it's pretty interesting, bro. that's a funny picture.
Definitely.
And you looked a little chubby on that picture, too.
Oh, I was. I was.
What was going on?
I was.
This other pick. Explain this pick.
Hey.
I mean, this looks like a picture that I would take.
Let me say something.
I probably did take of you, but
you didn't.
Who took the picture?
My wife took
the picture. Well, that's good.
She's through all of them if you want.
She's an artist.
We were in Nemacolin, a resort in Pennsylvania. Had a great time. It was 4th of July weekend, and We were in their cigar lounge. Yeah, I would say top three cigar lounges I've been in.
Really? Around,
between here, Canada, and yeah, top three.
DC has a really good one, man. I went to a really sweet one out there in DC.
I think the best one I've probably gone to in Montreal.
Montreal, I gotta check that out. Really never nice been, never been to Montreal.
You would love it, bro. Oh, my goodness.
Now, explain this pic, bro. You look like such a weirdo in this chair. What's going on here? You and this young man?
Yeah.
It's pretty suspect.
That's me and my young guy. He's a young runner, promising okay. runner. Chris Bonilla. Really proud of that guy. Anyways, in a massage chair at Brown's Fit in downtown in the flats. A great gym. I would suggest anybody looking for a gym in the Cleveland area, check out Brown's Fit. Great facility. The service is really nice. It's affordable. Browns players don't work out there. I don't know if that's a misconception. It's not like a place for the Browns to work out. It's got Cleveland Browns themed things.
Hey, who cares? All right. Now,
bro, you kidding. Do. You brought the picture up.
What I want to know is bro. Why...
Can we start a new segment?
Why are your shorts even shorter? You know what I'm saying? Because they've gotten shorter. And damn. You got more tattoos. So are you showing off your tattoos? Or did you get the tattoos because you wanted to show more leg? Like, which one is it?
None of your business. No, I don't know, bro. I want to get a tattoo of my leg. You know, people start talking like that. Yeah. I get real defensive. I mean, I ain't unapproved, bro. No, I wanted to get a tattoo of my being proud of my ethnicity. Well, I had a word bail. I tried to bail on that word.
You don't even know what the word is.
That's how you bail on a word.
Yeah.
What you doing, bro?
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't in the camera.
No one, something in your way, bro. You would have knocked the camera over. These are the tales of having a room. a studio space that is just a bit tight.
Well, it's not that tight, actually.
So I don't know why you kicked that chair, bro.
All right, Dan. Well, calm down. Well, those are my explain that pics, bro.
You did a great job, bro.
Terrible job.
Gosh, you had all that time to prepare. You came up with some hitters.
You're not even that excited. You're boring.
I'm boring. No, I'm informative.
I can't help it that you're boring, bro.
Not boring. You just have suspect pictures.
No, you have.
I have cool pictures. What you try to do... is you try to find pictures that would make you giggle and laugh.
No.
And what happened is you didn't.
No, the thing about you is that there's some weird dude that's tagged in a lot of your pictures. He looks like he has a bald head like you're in a beard, but he's not you.
He's tagged in my pictures.
Yeah, someone tags him as Smoking Cyclist, but it's not you.
No idea who you're talking about.
It's this weird guy right here. I'm going to show you.
Oh, you're being funny right now.
No, I'm not. I'm being dead serious. Are. Who is this guy?
Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy.
He keeps getting tagged as you. Like, we go to, like, this was tagged, like, tag pictures.
No, he's
not. He looks kind of like you, though, bro.
No, because he's in. Okay, so welcome to Instagram.
No.
I was tagged in that. He tagged me in that picture. That's why.
Okay, but you're not even in the picture, bro.
Smoking Cyclist is. Because that was on one of our Sunday rides, so he tagged Smoking Cyclist.
Yeah, this guy kind
of. He's one. So Ryan, a big time runner. One of the Run with the Winners, one of the people that I connect with, and he was doing some of our rides in our first year. So, huge shout out to Ryan. Really nice guy.
Okay. All right. That's what you into.
And he drives what does he drive? A Beamer? It's cool. I mean, it's cool to say I know somebody that drives a Beamer. I don't drive one. So it's okay. Nice to know.
You're weird.
Is a Bentley and a Beamer?
Is it, a Bentley would be like, wow, he drives a Bentley.
That's what he drives.
Okay.
That's what he drives. A Bentley.
All right, that's cool. That's pretty sweet.
It's cool.
Yeah. But anyways, bro. So, guys, make sure you guys check us out, man. We out of here, man. Make sure you guys check us out. Tell a friend, man. And make sure you like us, subscribe us on YouTube. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. Yeah. We're on pretty much every streaming platform. Thanks to Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. They make this so easy, man. So shout out to Anchor for making it happen. I've seen a few Anchor commercials pop up lately, too. Yeah, I haven't seen them on my like YouTube and stuff. So everybody, have a great week. Hopefully we talk to you soon, man. Until then, peace.